And I listened to it. I got the mic up to it, and I think it'll come out pretty good. It was a fellow or a reunion at the end of the service. I believe this is Brother Corin speaking. They invited everybody for common fellowship. But I just thought it was good to hear it and to hear the spirit and the tone of the place of what happened here 25 years ago. How many were here, by the way? How old would you have been, Donnie? 25
years ago, I would have been 13.
13. Do you remember where you were sitting? Wow. Okay. Yes? Oh my goodness. You will hear different names mentioned. And so with that, it blessed my heart when I heard it. So let's see if we can't.
Former organizer, Brother Townsend, passed away in 37. And they elected me.
Can you hear it?
Superintendent. And there wasn't enough money in the 7-Eleven churches to support a pastor. And it was depressing days. We hadn't got over the depression yet. And the Great Depression. And it took the church and the district both to pay my expenses. So for several months, until we got more churches, built more churches, why, I had to do it all. Many times I left the church on Sunday night, drive to Los Angeles for rallies and fellowship meetings, and weddings in the north, and in order to be there on Monday night. We built our churches on Sunday, and then on Monday night we had fellowship meeting or rally somewhere in part of the state. And but God gave me a vision under stress with other persecutors not wanting to relate to the Pentecostal Church of God and putting pressure on me, calling on me, committees pressuring me to go another route. I got on my knees and wept before God, and God said, you build 100 churches between Oregon and Mexico, and I'll put a church everywhere you build a brush arbor. And the Pentecostal Church of God, west of the Rockies, became brush arbor revivals. And every time I'd find a preacher to preach, why, that wanted to preach when he could preach a licking road, I'd give him a brush arbor. Maybe you've never heard that story. I met a man that sold me on him and his family. John Thomas. Brother Wilson remembers John Thomas. How many others here remember John Thomas? What's your name? Oh, yes. Sister Little. I met him in a potato field. Have you heard of Jewel Rose?
When I met Jewel Rose, he wasn't a millionaire. He invited...